Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. This afternoon, a federal judge says Georgia election officials must stop rejecting absentee ballots because of a mismatched signature. That is without first giving voters a chance to fix the problem. U.S. District Judge Lee May ordered Georgia Secretary of State's office today to stop the practice for the November midterm elections. May's order comes in response to two lawsuits filed earlier this month. They allege that election officials are improperly rejecting absentee ballots. Georgia's state prison system wrongfully fired a former prison captain who would not follow orders to break the law. Former Valdosta State Prison Captain Sherman Main became a whistleblower when he reported his superior for directing him to give a cell phone to an inmate who was acting as an undercover informant. Prisoners are only allowed to have phones if a written plan is approved by a warden. Main says he was punished and then fired after he expressed concern it could endanger the prisoner's safety. The prisoner was later stabbed by fellow inmates who learned he was an informant. This week, a jury sided against the state, which will now have to award damages to Maine. DeKalb County taxpayers are boosting funding for Atlanta's Grady Memorial Hospital. Last night, the Board of Commissioners approved $37 million. DeKalb and Fulton counties jointly own Grady, which is planning to add a surgical center and expand clinics serving people with HIV and AIDS. The AGC reports Grady is set to ask Fulton County taxpayers for $74 million. Meanwhile, hundreds of law enforcement officers are being deployed ahead of the Georgia-Florida football game. That's good news if you're headed down there. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams says 600 officers will be on hand when 7th-ranked University of Georgia plays 9th-ranked University of Florida this weekend at TIAA Bank Field in Jacksonville. Kickoff is Saturday afternoon at 3:30. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.